Yes, this game, it's not always going to be pretty. This game, especially in this league against the talent people have on defense, the coaches, everything is the best in the world, so it's not always going to be, exactly how you want it or pretty. Sometimes it's going to be ugly, but that is why this is the ultimate team game, and that is exactly why our locker room has stayed tight. That is the ending of this game today. Shows the leadership from Coach Del Rio and the coaching staff. He kept us tight. Everyone believes in what we're doing. And we came out, and it doesn't matter how it looks, we stayed together, we stayed the course, and we came out with a win.
You were the first one to run up to Charles. what does that mean to be able to deliver?
It means so much. Because of how much he's helped me, how much he's pushed me, how much he's taught me, just about being a pro, about being great. It's not always going to look how you want. There's going to be numbers out there that don't look good, and it's not going to be pretty all the time. But as long as you continue to strive to reach your goals and continue to strive to where you want to be, he's always showed me, man, that, good things are going to happen. And, he means everything to me as a teammate. I'm blessed to play with him. I tell him all the time, when I was six, I used to pretend I was him, in my living room. And, do the whole one-handed catch thing. And I'd tell my dad, hey, you need to throw it higher. Charles jumped higher than that. And, to be able to be a part of his last game, wearing the black jersey, that meant a lot. It was, man. They thought I was just such a threat to catch the ball that they covered it up, man. That would have been an amazing way to end it. I told him too. I said, man, just throw it up. I got your back. But I think he did the right thing. Mm-hmm. It is a lot of adversity. Was it 19 plays? Was it 19? I believe it was 19 plays. Oh, good, still. I knew some big guys were tired, so I knew it was up there. But still, to have the penalties, all those kind of things and all that, just to see the way we fought, it didn't matter what had happened before in the game. Just to see the eyes and those guys in the huddle, to know that they believed that we were going to win the game, to know that they believed, even when it was second and whatever, first and whatever, they knew and believed that in each other that we could get it done. And, we took a huge step in the right direction today.
I'm sure that you wanted a touchdown in that spot, but did you believe, even with the field goal, that was going to be enough with the way that your defense had played all night?
Oh, absolutely. We knew. I gave Andre a shot in the end zone on a deep ball. I gave Crab a shot on a deep ball in the end zone, to try and end it. You guys know me. That's my mindset. I wanted it so bad. But when we got the 3 points, Coach Del Rio came up to me and said, hey, defense will take care of it. That was game-winning drive right there. And it told the offense that, and it fired us up, because it didn't matter what had happened before. We still believed enough in each other, and the systems were running that, we believed that we could get it done.
Derek, what was the prettiest one for you guys? What does it mean to get a home win? Good when you finish with 3 home wins on the season, and of course, the trial final game, and who knows what's going to happen next year if you guys
get back here? Yeah, that was a lot. I'm trying to answer all of it. I with it being Charles' last game, I said before, I love the guy. He's been a great teammate. He's been helpful. He's taught me. He's pushed me. In practice, I always just tried not to throw it his way. And, so I'll miss him for that. To get the win at home, we wanted to make sure that our fans go into the offseason knowing they saw a winner. That was important to me. That they saw a win at home. That's the stuff that's important to me because they're going to come back so fired up next year for that home opener. I know that like they always do, but I knew that it was important for them to feel that excitement, man, to let that build, to going into the off season. But you know, my focus now, it sounds silly, but my focus is on Kansas City. You know, go get the next one, man.
You get the 1,000-yard receiver tonight, it takes you over 1,000.
It's awesome. Yeah, man, you know, we've done some great things, you know, statistically, which is cool and all that. You guys know I just want to win, you know, so I don't care if I complete one pass. You know, if we win, I'm going to be the happiest guy. But in all seriousness, it's cool to see because, you know, you take a, you know, take a step back and in reality, it's, you know, it hasn't happened in a long time, you know, here and, you know, to be a part of it, to, you know, have even just a little bit to do with it is cool. You know, it's cool for me because I love this organization so much. And, you know, I just want to, you know, I want a whole bunch of good news, a whole bunch of good things to happen, you know, for us. And it's not selfishly. It's because I want my buddies to feel good. I want my coaches to feel good. I want Mr. Davis, Mr. McKenzie, Mr. Bedane, Thomas Delaney. I want all them to feel good, you know. And, you know, when things like that happen, it's nothing but positivity and good news for us. So I'm all for it. Yeah, so I, you know, when he's in the game, obviously people play different. You know, they roll coverages certain ways. They try and do different things. Copy. You know, they try and do things different ways and all those kind of things. But you know, when you take a guy like Amari out, it's hard. You know, just like I said with Rod, it's hard. But we have such good talent. You know, we have such good players, man, that I believe in and I trust, like Andre. You know, he spent a whole year playing X, you know, for me last year, so I know how to throw to him and all those things. So I was still confident, you know, but it always hurts, you know, a little bit because you're like, oh man, you know, you wish Coop was out there, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, Dre's out here. I know how to throw to him. You know, I'm gonna give him a chance, throw the ball 50 yards and give him a chance to win it. You know, those kind of things. So my mindset stays the same, but you know, defenses dictate different things. You know. Oh my goodness! How about that catch? You know, I forget the down and distance, the bobble thing that he did. But like I said, man, I'm waiting on Disney to call him, you know, to make that movie. You know, cause, and then to carry like everybody on his back. You know, he just kept going. Like, you know, usually I'll, you know, we'll complete a pass and then, you know, I'll see what happens and I'll look to the sideline like, okay, who's the personnel coming in? I'll look at the defense. You know, who do they got coming in? All that. And then I did all that and I looked up and he was still, you know, moving along with people on his back. So you, that just shows the fight that, you know, that guy has in his heart.
Was that daddy's strength?
That was daddy's strength. You know, I don't know if I can say that, though. You know, it was pretty nice, though.
Any more for Derek, guys?
All right. Hey, Merry Christmas.
All right. Bless Charles and you soon.